That's the Memorex version of one of my favorite people, one of my favorite musicians on the planet. And we are so happy to say we have the live in-person version in the studio. Welcome to Excursions, Rob Fetters.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here, Nikki. I love it here. What a beautiful studio.
Isn't this amazing?
I mean, if anything goes bad, it's going to be completely my fault. Because, and I assure you, something will go wrong.
Well, congratulations on your new record, Saint 8. That was one of the tracks from this fabulous release on your label, Baby Ranch Records. I love that.
Yes.
And we were speaking of studios just before we went on. You were talking about the process of recording this studio, and you got to go into a little place on the planet where many, many of the music makers that we know and love had spent time in a little room. Tell us about that.
Well, a bass player on four of the tracks is Matt Malley, who is a founding member of Counting Crows. I learned through another bass player friend that Matt was a big fan.
They hang tight, bass
players. Hang tight. Those bass players stick together. And Matt and I don't know, about 6 years ago, began kind of an email friendship, led to phone calls, and finally led to me going, well, I think I'm making an album. Would you like to play bass on a song? And he jumped at it. And
nice.
He has a studio. He bought Bruce Swedien's old horse ranch west of L.A. And there's a beautiful studio there. And you can buy stuff like that when you've been in Counting Crows, apparently.
Sure.
It's a really cool place. You
That's
go
Counting
there,
Crow money right there.
Yeah, you go to the bathroom there. You just walk in. The unassuming bathroom, and while you're standing there doing your business, you look to the right, and oh, there's the cover of Rolling Stone with Matt there.
With Matt.
This guy that you've just had sushi with.
Right.
And he's a sweet guy. But anyway, he played bass on it. But the people that have been in his studio, Quincy Jones did a lot of production work there.
The
a lot of vocal overdubs and things for Michael Jackson, and I think Paul McCartney's been there. And
isn't that funny? I mean,
all
it's just
sort
a
of
place.
People.
It's just a place. It's just a series of things.
Yeah.
And yet you get this feeling that something was left, something was imbued into the very place by people passing through.
Certainly some great bass playing resulted from it.
You know? And Rob Fetters. People, next year are going to be like, yeah, Rob Fetters sat right there.
Yeah, he sat there in that chair.
Right there.
Yeah. Gingerly.
I'm so pleased you're here live. You have brought not one but two guitars. And if you would, hit us a lick from your new record. Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay. This is just a reality check that starts off the record.
My favorite song from the record, by the way.
Oh, okay,
cool. I
love
this song.
Okay. Suffer. If you live, you're gonna suffer. If you live, you're gonna suffer. Stick with me and you won't cry alone. If you breathe, you're gonna suffer. If you see, you're gonna suffer. If you feel, you're gonna suffer. Stick with me and you won't cry alone. If you live, you're gonna suffer. If you live, you're gonna suffer. Stick with me and you won't cry alone. Fear and love are all we know. They're never far apart. They tie us up. Thank you.
suffer if you live. You're gonna suffer if you live. You're gonna suffer. Stick with me and you won't cry alone. If you breathe, you're gonna suffer. If you see, you're gonna suffer. If you feel, you're gonna suffer. If you live, you're gonna suffer. If you live, you're gonna suffer. If you live, you're gonna suffer. Stick with me and you won't cry alone. Stick with me and you won't cry alone. Stick with me and you won't cry alone.
Rob Fetter's live on Excursions. I love that song. From the new one, it's called Saint Ain't.
Well, Nikki, there's been no suffering in your life, has there?
Oh, my heavens, to Murgatroyd. You know, just a little, but it makes the good part better, right? I mean, so I'm all about it. I'm all about taking it in. But sort of the feeling of that song reminds me of my personal motto, which is, I hardly suck at all. So when you think about it, I mean, there's no, everyone sucks a little.
Uh-huh.
And if you're not willing to say so, then you're either lying or delusional. And we all suffer. It's just how it goes.
Apparently, I'm under delusional because I hear myself sucking all the time. In fact, when I was playing that, did you hear the record skip?
I did. I heard that just one bit.
The brain was working okay, but the left hand just kind of went.
But you had the quick reflex, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here they go. Very good.
And I've learned, because I'm an old pro, that it's a good idea when you make a mistake to look accusingly at someone else in the room.
I was looking at
one of the students shadowing you. I'm sure it was their fault.
We got a very special guest for a small in-studio audience today. A big welcome to Andrew and Carrie from Dayton Regional STEM School. And I told them they picked a great day because the one and only Rob Fetter's going to be live in studio. I've known you for so long, and I've known you in so many permeations, and I think before we get to another song, I just wanted to get said that there are people that believe that you are deified. Your mom, of course.
Yeah, and it killed her, so. If you think these things, bad things can happen to you. My mom thought very highly of me.
Yes. Yeah. And a lot of people, I mean, there's just a certain, like a hush that can fill certain people when they think about the work that you've done and the person that you are. And I just want to say, you're just one of my favorite souls, and good job.
I hope as soon as I'm done with this and I'm driving home, I just die. Sounds like a good way to finish.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
I'm out.
You. Yeah.
Aw. Rob Fetter is the new record.
That's really sweet.
It's true, too. Saint Ain't is the new one. And that's kind of like another way of saying I hardly suck at all, right?
Yeah, but a little.
Yeah.
I think it's saying I try really hard, but no.
If you, here. You can look at robfetters.net and find out more about this amazing player, amazing artist. It's Rob Fetter's, 2T, FETTERS.net, and find out a little more.
Yeah. And I've even got a Facebook page now, and I need friends.
What?
I desperately need friends. Apparently, that makes you cool or something.
Totally.
I try to keep it nice there.
Yeah.
I usually
Good
do.
Luck.
I usually do. Yeah, you can't control social media, can you? But there's some good stuff there. So I'm going to do this song called "Famous Last Words." I wrote the song, it's great to be here at Antioch because I know this kind of thing is accepted here. But I have to go transgender to perform it today for you. On the record, I had a girl do it, a friend of mine in California. Has a very talented daughter, and he called me. She's 13, and she had just been thrown out or cast out of her middle school choir, and I couldn't believe it because I knew her voice and everything, and I just thought, well, let's prop this chick up. And so she sang it on the album and just killed it. Really good take on it. So I will not be as good as B. Haskins, but I'll do my best because I'm the guy that wrote it.
That's right. Rob Fetter is live on Excursions.
miss me when I left and wrote a love letter. The emotional baggage we both carried didn't really matter the day we got married. It seemed like a good idea at the time. It seemed like a good idea at the time. It seemed like a good idea at the time. Our credit score was high, we borrowed lots of money. But when we couldn't pay it back, the ship started sinking. Then we had a baby, what were we thinking? Well, it seemed like a good idea at the time. It seemed like a good idea at the time. It seemed like a good idea at the time. Of a gun, 'cause I got a little excited. It seemed like a good idea at the time. It seemed like a good idea at the time. It seemed like a good idea at the time. It seemed like a good idea at the time. It seemed like a good idea at the time. It seemed like a good idea at the time. The
those great murder ballads that we all
love. A murder ballad.
It's so much a part of our heritage. I mean, you think of the old English murder ballads. Thank you for, you know, making a contemporary one for us. It's all love and hate.
Well, I've written enough pre-suicidal songs. I think it was time to get homicidal to show my mental health.
It's making me think of Chris Arduser, who, of course, plays with you in the Psycho Dots. And don't you guys call him Deathy?
We call him Deathy because he has so many.
So you're getting up in Deathy's, you know, domain there.
Yes, well, he's very cosmic. He reminds us of the impermanence of life.
We got Rob Fetters live on Excursions. I'm just so delighted to say that's true. You can find out more about Rob at robfetters.net. That's two T's in Fetters. And the new album's called Saint Ain't. People, I think, don't know about you. Your fans know, of course, you've played guitar with some
my
of the
dozens of fans.
Dozens. Yes. Scores. Yeah. Scores, I tell you. That you have played guitar with some of the finest musicians that have ever laid pick to string. Mm-hmm. And also you lead a secret life where you write insanely catchy melodies and words for things that hit our ears, that are enticing us.
Oh, well, that's a nice way to put it. I am a music whore, and to support my four children, three of whom are in college at the moment. Yeah, I'm a commercial in advertising called commercial music composer.
Oh, but
I prefer to say music whore. So I do all sorts of stuff. I don't do as many jingles as I get I'm infamous for.
Yeah.
I do a lot of instrumental stuff, but God, thank God, because that really paid for my studio. And when the phone doesn't ring, because I'm basically, you know, in this freelance world, and the phone doesn't ring sometimes for long periods, I get to write songs and do the love of my life, which is make things up.
Which works out really well for us.
Yeah.
Again, the new record, Saint Ain't. By Rob Fetters. Check it out, robfetters.net. What do you have next for us there?
Well, this one is Nero, and if you go to my website, you can read little essays about the songs. It's called The Confessions, part of Saint Ain't.
Nice.
And this one I let go on the website that I originally wanted to call this Nero 43. And I decided to not like really try to just pick a fight with somebody. I just called it Nero. Because I don't know. I read a lot of history, and I've lived a lot of history at this point.
Recent history.
So this is the one that I've gotten some hate mail for by some people that, you know, think I picked on the wrong guy. They're crazy, of course.
I was going to say, we'll be the judge of that.
But, I mean, I'm in Yellow Springs, so I think this song's probably, you know, this
you
is
go.
Apropos. but there's a little solo spot in the middle, so if somebody, or maybe in your high, if you could put little clippity clops, kind of tick, 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 in the middle of it, imagine that, okay? I killed all of my heroes, did you see me cry? As I watched them die. When Rome burned, they blamed it on Nero. Does that still apply to a God-fearing guy? Who says a lie can't last forever? I swore I had the answer, but I didn't know it was all show. They treat me like some kind of cancer, but I'll took the dough when it's my turn to go. Who says a lie can't last forever? I lost my way 'cause it got dark. I learned to bite before I'd bark. Now I can swim just like a shark.
Rob Fetters live on 91.3 WYSO. I love that tune. I love this record. I love your sassy. Long time ago, I learned of this sass and have been drawn to it ever since. So,
thank God there's not a cot lying around the studio and there are children present.
We really do have a nice full house today. Big thanks to Denny Eagleson.
Keeping us on our toes.
Everybody, act right. Do the right thing. Yeah. I'm so glad for you to come by today. And thanks for this great record. Can we, when we're done, can we give away a couple copies? You haven't had any extras. Did you bring any?
I did. I've got a few.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's do that.
I'd love to give some away.
Before you go, it's a great package.
And by the way, if you do want the record or you're interested in it, you can go to CD Baby and get a hard copy.
Nice.
You can go to my website, and I'll send you one and sign it, and I'll write anything you want on it.
That's robfetters.net.
Yep. And the cheapest way to hear it, and I think you can hear all the songs without paying a penny, and this is for all the college students. I can dig where you're at, even though I'm hugely successful.
Sure.
I know what it's
just
like to be
you.
Totally broke. many times over. So you can go to Bandcamp.
Nice.
And go to the Rob Fetters. And practically all the artwork, you know, photos and lyrics and everything are there. And that's real cheap. It's also a cheap download if you've got like $7 or something.
What a deal.
Yeah, what a deal.
What a deal. 11 for 7. 11 tunes on this great album. Got any places that you're playing coming up that we could spread the word, people come and see you live?
Oh, gosh. That's at the website, too. Let's see. What can I remember? Psychodots are playing, and it's a free show to the public. Apparently, your taxpayers are paying us. Your tax dollars are paying us. At Smale Park at 5:30. It's before a Reds game. That's kind of near the banks.
Down Cincinnati way.
In Cincinnati.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yep. We're doing that. I'm doing some little neighborhood park gigs where people are crazy enough to say, hey, we can get Rob Fetters. In fact, one is in my neighborhood. They figured they could get me because they see me walking around from my house to my studio carrying a guitar case. Hey, where you can get him?
He looks cheap.
Yeah, and that is at the end of May, and I'm doing something for Over the Rhine. I forget what it's called, and that's May 17th.
So we can find all of that.
You can find me.
Robfetters.net.
And the Dots are doing some gigs, so you can get the warm acoustic guy, and you can also get the screaming guitar player in Psychodots. We're playing Bunbury this year.
Oh, sweet.
On Friday night.
What a great festival. Good for you.
We've got a great spot at the end of the Friday night.
Nice.
And there are other things coming up.
Yeah, we'll check it out. I'll put it all on the WISO Facebook page. What more you got for there, Mr. Fetters?
Here's the centerpiece of the album, though, but nobody knows it except me.
You heard it here first.
What you do. Oops. Oh, I got the wrong guitar.
See?
Yeah.
That's all right. That's all right. So.
I love that.
He has 12 strings to choose from here.
Yeah,
he's taking this six.
You know, you get me talking, and I just forget everything.
Get you monologuing.
Yeah.
Rob Fetters.
Oh, this sounds right. Okay.
Done it.
This is the right chord.
You're listening to WISO.
In case anyone wants to know or learn how to play Nero, that tuning is like an A chord. You know, the guitar is tuned like a first position A chord.
It's been so long. Is that Dadgad?
No, it's not Dadgad. It's just it's this thing I found in the middle of the night, like 3 o'clock, when I woke up worrying about three kids in college or something. I just tuned it.
Just let's go.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Take two. What you do happens to you. What you do happens to you. It's so simple. It's so true. What you do happens to you. So maybe you were having fun, but what you did really hurt someone. What you do happens to you. What you do happens to you. It's so simple, it's so true. What you do happens to you. Treated me so selfishly, and now the pain won't let me be. Na na na, na na na, na 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 na, na 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 happens to you. The Alpha and Omega. In the mirror, What you do happens to you. What you do happens to you. It's so simple, it's the truth. What you do.
Words to live by.
I hope so.
It's really true, too. Rob Fetters, live on Excursions on 91.3. The new record is Saint Ain't. That one's on there and a bunch more. It's interesting because there's sort of a nice swath of topics that are on there, but your presence is so strong in all of these songs. I feel every time that you're telling me that. This is a message personally from Rob to me. Don't forget what you do happens to you. Don't forget. And I appreciate that. And just before we went on, you actually, we were talking about, since we have these young, fabulous students from the Dayton Regional STEM School, mm-hmm. that they could ask, you know, if there was any advice or something that you could offer them. And just in on your own, you offered up a little piece that I think we should share.
That's so heavy.
Isn't it?
Well, I just because of my advancing years, every now and then I get asked to talk at colleges and stuff. I do little workshops here and there. And I have to say, I've gotten a few breaks along the way. The fact that I've been able to on my tax return every year to say I'm a musician or a composer or anything is just, I'm so grateful for that. Things I've learned along the way, I've sat next to weird people. It's like, you know, I sat next to Faye Dunaway once.
Sweet.
Sitting there with Faye Dunaway. And we were both listening to a woman talk. She was complaining about some, you know, bad luck that had happened to her, to call it luck. And Faye leaned over to me and said, and it's not like we're on a first-name basis or anything, but she just, you know, I was the closest person, and she just kind of, out of the corner of her mouth, just said, you know, you make your own luck. You know, you make your own luck, and it's just burned into my brain. You know, don't blame other people. You know, the world's set up in a really cool way, and it can go this way or that way, but the way you operate in it is really up to you. And the more I look at my own life, I see, you know, I see a lot of miracles there. It looks like it's miraculous, but I also realize, oh, well, I had to do this to do that, and so
chance comes to the prepared mind, right?
Yeah, you've got to be ready and stuff like that. But another thing, I mean, one thing I tell kids, like I do this thing at this art school, the Art Academy in Cincinnati, and every year I tell them. One of my biggest breaks, I believe, came from writing a handwritten thank you note to somebody. Somebody used the song I wrote called Fear Is Never Boring in a commercial. You know, just background music in this commercial. And it's a funny story because when I thought I was going to get a big royalty check because I wrote it, I played on it, I sang it, and I called the manager, who's a good friend of mine, he said, don't you remember you owe me thousands of dollars? And I had conveniently forgotten.
Oh,
and it was finally his chance to get paid back. So he got the money. But nonetheless, I sent a thank you note to the producer at the network in California and just said, thanks. You know, my friends think it's cool. They love the song. And it was fun to, you know, I didn't think it'd ever happen again. And 2 days later, I got a phone call from him. And he just said, oh, yeah, you know, I'm from Cincinnati. I saw the Raisins open for Billy Idol, and then we left before Billy Idol played because you guys were great. And, you know, stuff. And and we talked, and he asked what I was doing. And I said, well, you know, I'm still playing in bands and making records, of course, but I'm also on the side of music whore. And he said, oh, well, we need custom music all the time. Do you do custom music? And I said, well, that's what being a music whore does.
Yeah.
And it just led to, you know.
Was that the connection to ABC there?
Yeah. And so, I mean, just to bring this around, if you've been listening to this whole show, that was Andy Haskins. Andy and I have become fast friends over the years since then. His daughter
is
B, who sang on Famous Last Words. I mean, just all this stuff happens, and it just happened because I remembered, like, what Mom says
write a thank you note to your grandma, you know, or whatever. And I tell these art students, you know, we're just in such a fast world of emails. It's so easy to write an email and or do a quick text and things like that. And that's cool. But to get something somebody holds in their hand, it's like vinyl or something, you know. There's something cooler and magical.
There's a tactileness in this. And the same thing we were talking about, you imbue meaning into things, you know, like in that studio, yeah. Those people had been there. This other person touched that. Not only that, but steered a pin over it in a certain pattern.
Right.
And I love that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, and it is. So. Words to live by. Words to live by.
Well, and here's one that's not on the album, but I just like doing it. I like doing it because I want everybody to know I've been as traumatized as the next person. This is from my solo album preceding this one. The album's called Musician. But
It's Rob Fetters.
I don't know.
It's Rob Fetters, and we're hearing him live on Excursions.
The song is called Clown, and clowns are universally reviled and feared. But I kind of like more of the Native American view of the cosmic jester, and you can get away with some stuff you can't get away, normal people can't get away with when you're one of those. I used to wanna be a rock star, used to wanna be black, but I found my true calling when I slipped through the cracks. I'm a clown. I look pretty silly with my hair cut this way, but if I scare the little kids, I laugh and say it's okay. I'm a clown. I'm a clown. My life's tragedy. My sister was a dancer and my brother's a pimp. They made a dirty movie starring Zippy the Chimp and the Clown. I'm a... My mother painted pictures of my daddy the jerk, who became the family martyr so he didn't have to work. I'm a clown. I'm a clown. Tragedy. You will never see. I'm a clown. I dumb it down for the crowd, make a loud vulgar noise. It strikes the funny bone of all the girls and boys. I'm a clown. So if you hang around with me, you better watch where you sit. You come to my circus, you're gonna step in some.
For it.
Well, you hear it, so I don't have to play it.
Right. We all heard that. Rob Fetters. Wow. This is Excursions on 91.3 WYSO, and it's just such a treat to have you in here today. You know, we're talking about, handwritten and the, you know, personal textures, direct, where you actually, you know, make some physical. You have to. Not only do you have to write it, but you have to take it to the mailbox. I mean, it's like a ritual that's involved in that. The gentleman who took these pictures, the great, great photographer Michael Wilson, is good at that.
Oh, yeah.
He will take a pretty picture, and he will write something to you that's speaking directly to you, and he will take that and put it in an envelope, put a stamp on it, take it to the mailbox, and without any warning, you go, and you have this... this, like, arrow that came to you through time.
You've got some art.
Art. Real
art.
In the
mail, signed by the artist. Yeah, I mean, everything that Michael's ever sent me is safely stashed or on a wall.
Yep.
Or framed in my house.
Did you get that Christmas one with the cat?
Oh.
It's on our refrigerator.
Yeah.
We pet the cat. Yeah.
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 God, what a great photographer. You know, that... Do we have time?
Yes.
I'll do another song, but, you know, the thing with Michael, and I learned this, I was watching him work once, and while he was showing me, you know, some just incredible photos, because he's done lots of, like, world-famous photos you've seen, I mumbled something like, God, I can't take a picture to save my life. And he didn't say anything about it, but... right after I said that, as I was watching him, I watched him go through a contact sheet, and I realized that 98 out of 100 pictures he took were not good. And it was just a great artist lesson that you know, that's the difference between a pro and an amateur. An amateur like me, I give up after a few passes and
like
go.
That was 97, and that's not getting it. I'm done.
Yeah.
Take three more.
Yeah, and then he creates these, like, you know, masterpieces, these diamonds, and that's what artists do. You make a lot of mistakes, and the more it's almost like the more mistakes, the more times you can do it wrong and not hate yourself or kill yourself. you're going to get that pass that works. You know, I certainly did that with this album. I mean, people have said, "Oh, it sounds so good, and these songs are so good," and I said, "Well, that's because like."
You didn't
hear the clams.
They did not come out fully formed.
Yeah.
We've got the fully formed Rob Fetters live in studio. I'm so pleased.
Let's change my name to Rob Fevers. Robin Fevers.
And originally it could be Fevers, yeah. Indeed. So I have one more story to tell afterward.
Okay.
You play another song and about something that you did very, very nice for me that was, you know, very personal and direct and made me feel special to this day. But why don't you play a song first?
Now I'm scared.
Yeah, I'm scared.
I'm so scared.
I'm probably not even what you think it is.
Okay. All right. Hey, I got a friend that's a great guitar player, songwriter. We play in a lot of bands, named Brian Lovely. He was at my studio. We were working on some songs together, and he was lying on the floor of my studio. My beagle, Tilly, was lying on his chest, licking his face. And he was, like, you know, gripping, doing something with his hands like
keep
they
him.
Hurt.
Aww.
You know, and I said, what's going on with your hands? He's just a masterful guitar player.
Yeah.
I thought many,
he's wanted a Stairway to Freebird, right?
He can do anything. I said, what the hell, you know, what's going on with your hands? And he said, oh, I was doing some rehab work, you know, and it made me crazy because I realized, you know, as most artists usually have to do other things besides their art to support themselves, and that's what he was doing. And I was just inspired to write this song. So it's my love song for Brian.
Aww.
Because I love him like a brother. But I think any artist, any person that makes dinner or plants a garden knows what this is about. Maybe that thing won't get you too far. Might never leave your house or take you out of the bars. When you were a kid, you thought you'd be a star. Well, it might happen yet for you and your guitar. Disappointed your dad and you broke your mom's heart. In so many ways, you don't know where to start. Your wife and your kid, well, you tore them up too. And when they threw you out, that left just one thing to do. Play your guitar. Play your guitar. Earth people don't understand. They'll try to screw up your plan. Somehow you still can't believe. So you roll up your sleeve.
speaker's right there. You can't do it wrong, cause the sound hits the air, and you stand up and shake it, play it in a chair, whip it like a feather, beat the wood bare. It opens up heaven, it's the right thing to do. When nothing else works, it'll carry you through. Don't take it from me, just see how it feels when the world fades away and leaves something real. Play your guitar.
WYSO, one of the great things that you did for me, and I will be forever grateful, back when I was a struggling, starving artist, something that you were nice enough to see that every so often there was a little singing gig for me for the jingles, for that part, just every so often, got me that next box of ramen noodles, got me that next little bit of stuff to feed the body as well as the soul. But you gave me, I don't even know if you remember still, a bassinet. For my kids.
Oh, yeah.
That bassinet had belonged to Adrian Ballou.
Yep.
He gave it to you for your kids.
Yep.
You gave it to me for mine. My children are crazy musical, crazy gifted singers, just really quick with, and I feel like I have you, and by further extrapolation, Adrian Ballou to thank for that.
Hey, we're all helping each other out.
Helping each other.
That is so cool.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'll pass that along too.
Yeah, and you know, if they need some money for college, maybe they could sell the bassinets.
I swear to you, swear to you, Rob Fetter's babies were in here.
We could probably get Adrian to sign it too.
Rob Fetters, thank you for being here. We have just so quickly let an hour slip by. I really, really appreciate your being here. Yeah.
Wow.
Wing it, just gone. Please make it your business to find out more at robfetters.net. That's two T's and Fetters. Robfetters.net. The new album is Saint Eight. You can find it on CD Baby, at Bandcamp as well. And I hope that you do find your way to do that. Rob, thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. Love you all. Have a great, beautiful spring day in Yellow Springs.
In Yellow Springs.
Yeah.
Support for WYSO comes from listeners like you and from...